Hey everyone out there in listener land, Radio St. Pete listener land, this is Mal from the Indie Circuit. Just wanted to give a little shout out and let you know this is a freestanding interview that I did with Gary Stern, the owner, operator, chief guru, and all that stuff of Stern Pinball. It's one of the last ones standing. You know, the heyday of pinball was, of course, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, pinball was reigning supreme. They had Gottlieb and Williams and all different kinds. There was a lot of different, Bally, of course, a lot of different pinball makers out there. And one survived because obviously pinball crashed and now it's kind of making a revival and Stern is the man. And at this year's Free Play Florida in 2016 over in Orlando, that was just last weekend, I was talking about it for the last month on my show, so hopefully you went over there and got to check it out. It was an incredible event. I did a lot of interviews that will be coming up in the weeks and months to come. But this one, you know, with Gary Stern was really cool. He took a lot of time. The panel, I was in an hour and a half panel where he was answering a lot of questions and talking a lot about, you know, the pressures of being a U.S. manufacturer, you know, employing 250 people. It was a really incredible experience. And then after that, I went in the media room and I got to interview him. So I hope you enjoy. It's about a 5.5 minute interview with Gary Stern, president of Stern Pinball. You know, listen to what he has to say. He was really an incredible dude. I was very honored that he took the time and I hope you out there enjoy it. And if you like this, you're going to like a whole lot more on, the Indie Circuit Radio St. Pete exclusive.
Cool. So, all right, this is, I'm talking with Gary Stern. This is from Free Play Florida. All you out there in Radio St. Pete listener land, this is a rare glimpse into insanity and genius all wrapped up into one. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for that incredible, incredible discussion group, panel group you gave. You know, I'm trying to, like, formulate questions because you answered so much.
Well, we have a lot to talk about because We make a lot of games. We're very committed to pinball, and we are very committed to being an American manufacturer. So we have 110,000 square foot factory that we're making pinball machines, three or four titles a year in two or three different models of each of those. So we're making a lot of pinball machines.
See, when was the? Is this a new factory?
This factory we moved into May a year and a half ago. The company's 30 years old, but we were in it moved. We need more spaces, so we moved.
That's a good problem to have.
Oh no, absolutely, absolutely. Business is good, and part of it is because we've done so much to promote pinball and to expose it, and as we say here, everything pinball.
Yeah, definitely. During your meeting, one of the most poignant things that really jumped out of my mind was you were talking about risk. The factor of risk, which is kind of lost in a lot of the online forums and arguments over nothingness. You know, would you talk about that, the three magic bullets a year? Because that is so powerful in a business world, you know.
Yeah, we're unique. It's great that other people are trying to make pinball, and that just shows the strength, the interest, the growth of the interest in pinball. And I have to say that we've been our work has done most of even past the collector community, but you know, to the operating community, people put games in locations, and to what we call the rec room buyer. We make three new, what we call cornerstone titles a year, main titles that have a pro, premium, and limited edition version. These are games that they have sort of a half bell curve in life. In other words, they start high and they have a long tail. If one of those three games is not a good game, you know, we have three bullets a year, three silver bullets, and if one's a blank, then a lot of people go home and don't get to work and don't get to get you know. So it is very important that we you know, that we study what we're doing and that we, you know, we do you know, a good job and of picking games and themes and making those games.
So this isn't just a flippant this is cool this week because Angry Birds might be gone and then all of a sudden employed. Please go home, you know.
We have in our building any day probably 250 people, plus We provide to the extended community part or all of their livelihood, the work that they do for us, but probably another 3,000-4,000 people are getting part or all of their livelihood because they're supplying parts to us. We're a manufacturer. We make things. There's three or four man days of labor in every pinball machine, or 30-40 hours and 25-35 hours in every pinball machine of labor. So it's real manufacturing.
Yeah. Has technology, I know obviously everything's influenced by technology, computers, blah, blah, blah. Has that made the design process easier or quicker or better?
Yes, no. The technology.
That's my favorite answer, yes, no.
the technology for mechanical design, for doing software and so forth, has made things much easier. The technology that exists that makes one want to do more, in the game, makes things harder. We have a new bus system that was a lot of work, electronic system. We will have a cloud connection one day. We will have this. There's just so much more to do with technology. So there's technology that is tools for design that makes things easier. There's opportunity in technology that requires a lot of work.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now this is just a little bit more of a personal question. You've done for years and years. Stern has given us a million years worth of awesomeness. What was your favorite game? Do you have a favorite game?
Yeah. Before I left to come here, I went out in the factory and I saw that we were building Ghostbusters. So that's my favorite game. Now, if you ask me next month and I go out in the factory and I see we're making Batman, 66. That'll be my favorite game.
Yours is the next one out the door is your favorite game?
We wouldn't make it if I didn't like it, and I'm a salesman. So there you go.
See, perfect answer. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Is there anything you want to tell my audience before you go?
Keep flipping, play pinball, find it on location, and have a good time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Gary, this has been incredible. Thank you.